Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the fifth day of April, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029, and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 51 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 51 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and, you know, a lot of rain in the forecast, and then at the end of that, just a little snow, so it ain't over with. It ain't through with its death throes yet. Let's see what we have on the itinerary. Oregon governor tells Trump she'll refuse to send National Guard troops to the Mexican border if he calls them up. And we're going to get into that after these words from Drockton, Bullion, and Coing.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower, though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to 499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce. $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $19.77, not $18.87. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent, because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you. This is
bringing you the word from the trenches. Please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Oregon governor tells Trump she'll refuse to send National Guard troops to Mexico, to the Mexican border, if he calls them up. And, you know, we're going to put this whole little episode with this caravan and all this bullshit into perspective right now. Now, Trump had just signed gun legislation. He'd come up and said that, you know, we're going to take your guns and we'll talk about due process later. He advocated for it. It was legislated and he signed it. And we talked about, I think it was in Ohio, where he got the silent treatment when he started talking about his deeds against our guns, against our second article. And so what this is, I mean, this has been a production. This caravan, this spring invasion into our country happens every spring. And, you know, we've watched it year after year. But they went down there and they've televised this. They put a production together to try to take the attention, to try to get people to forget what the son of a bitch just did, the treasonous bastard. And I tell you guys what, there is not one less one of them is going to come into this country. They're, every one of them that wants to come here, every one of them that get to that border is going to come in. And if they put troops on the border, all that it'll do is free up the hands of the so-called border patrol or the border guard to process them into our country and get them into our neighborhoods that much quicker. Get the MS-13 gang members cutting up our kids quicker. That's the truth of it. And he knows it, and everybody else knows it. I mean, well, let's go into this. This is from the Daily Mail. It was sent in by Gray Rider for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The governor of Oregon says she'll resist any attempt by Donald Trump to deploy her state's National Guard detachment to protect America's southern border. And California governor and California's governor appears poised to follow suit. The president signed a proclamation on Wednesday that orders Defense Secretary James Mattis to request use of National Guard personnel to assist with the Homeland Security Department's existing Border Patrol operations. But governors whose duties include commanding their state's guard units can say no. Of course they can. If Donald Trump asked me to deploy Oregon Guard troops to the Mexican border, I'll say no, Oregon Governor Kate Brown, this dirty communist. You know, I'm thinking about this just before we come up. And we know for a fact that 25% of the stupid, you know, the communist and the Fabian socialists are the ones that are controlling these seats of power. This in no way represents our people or our power. But they're welding it like they're legit. And I mean, the bottom line is, why aren't we resisting this more? Oregon is about 1,000 miles from the U.S. Where the U.S. ends and Mexico begins. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says she'll refuse any request for the use of her state's troops. They're not yours, bitch. I mean, she came in, she wasn't elected in. I don't know if she got reelected or not. I don't participate in the fraud that is the elections here in the state of Oregon because I know what they are. I know it's 110% fraud. You might as well, we won't go into that, even though her state is 1,000 miles away from where the U.S. ends and Mexico begins. Brown acknowledged in a second posting that there's been no outreach by the president or federal officials, but insisted that she has no intention of allowing Oregon's Guard troops to be used to distract from his troubles in Washington. And you know what? I'll tell you guys what, if there was a force of Americans got together from Texas and, well, just from across the country, and they were headed down there and they said, we're going to stop this shit. The majority of the people in this country do not want them son of a bitches in here. They're taking our country away from us. We're going down there to stop it. I guarantee you Oregon National Guard troops would be deployed down to that border, and their guns would be pointing at the people who were coming to stop this shit, because this is a communist invasion, and Donald Trump, the international communist, has no intention of even slowing it down. Now, we know that we're not listened to here and that we're meaningless out here because, you know, we're kept down. Our numbers are kept down. Nobody can get us on a search engine. Every algorithm ran out there is run on the site and on the broadcast. But I'll tell you what, somebody said it yesterday. You know, Trump can actually, he can get rid of that catch and release all on his lonesome. And then they tried to qualify. Well, there's two catch and releases things, and one of them might have to be legislated away. Bullshit. It's all been bullshit. There's never been no intent. You see, he's running back to his original lie. Because he lost all credibility. I mean, it all fell apart on him in Ohio when he seen that, man, I really effed up here. I listen to the wrong people. I mean, I'm a showman, and I come out here and I say what I think I have to say to manipulate people. But damn it, something went wrong, way wrong here. We got to get back to the original lie, the big lie that got him put in office. I'm going to stop this invasion of your country. Bullshit, billionaire. Presidents can call up National Guard units using two different legal authorities, both enacted by Congress in 1956. One known as Title 10 would allow Trump to federalize the Guard, ordering it to assemble for active duty. That is typically reserved for wartime deployment or any official declared state of emergency, because there ain't been no goddamn wars. They've operated under that war powers, I mean, shit, all my life. It also would apply if there were an open rebellion against the government. Oh, yeah. Boy, I guarantee you, they'd really unleash the National Guard troops on you if you went down and tried to secure your own borders and stop this goddamn invasion. But Trump invoked the weaker Title 32 law, which puts the burden on governors to order the Guard to duty for operational homeland defense activities, according to the National Guard Association of the United States. That means Oregon's governor and others can ignore the president's order entirely, and it's all just a goddamn show. This is just another part of it. They got some conflict going between the communists and the communists. No, they don't. This is an act. This is to try to get him some. They're coming up on these so-called midterms, and they need a lot of stupid people to come out there to continue their program. And the bottom line is they're going to act like, oh, he's really going against them now. Hey, Jeb, he's really going against them now. He's going to stop them. No, he ain't. If they go down there to that border, like I said, they'll be processing through. And he could end that catch and release with the day he became president. All he had to do was sign an order saying enforce the frickin' law. That's all it would have took. And everybody, you know, it's well known. This is just a game to them. It's our lives, but it's just a game to them. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, said Wednesday that he welcomes the National Guard order from Washington and noted that Texas has maintained a continuous presence of National Guard members along the border. So frickin' what? They don't stop anything. Last time they were sent down to the border, they didn't even have clips in their guns. We're not like the Israelis out there at the 200 yards from the fence at the Gaza shooting down people without guns. You ain't coming in here. No, it'll be just more assistance and helping them get in here quicker. And actually, this is what I see. I mean, I see him just sitting back and smiling about it because there's going to be a rush at the border. There is every springtime. We'll pretend like we're doing something, but send the National Guard down there. And what we'll actually be doing is processing them in here fast as we can, because that's what will happen. Nobody's going to be turned back, people. And the only reason you're seeing any of this shit out of Mexico about, you know, oh, the Mexicans are helping, you know, break up this thing is because, man, they got busted in it, man. They thought that they could just throw this out there and everybody would just accept it. But that's what I originally thought. But I'm thinking now that, I mean, Trump knew this. I mean, they know this. When they first started reporting it, it's like, oh, goddamn, there's just a bunch of people come together in Guatemala. They're headed up here. There's a damn army headed up here after you. And then, you know, after everybody comes up and goes, well, send the son of a bitches. We'll plant them like corn. Oh, well, no, you guys are our friends and everything. It's just a peaceful protest that goes on every year. Oregon is nowhere near Mexico, but like Texas, California is, and Golden State Governor Jerry Brown is the only Democrat serving as chief executive of a state that shares America's southern border. His buy-in is unlikely, even though California supported previous National Guard border operations. And that's what they're doing. You know, that's going to be the big tale. Oh, they supported it when Obama took it down there. Now they ain't supporting it with us. There ain't no goddamn difference. Quit trying to pretend like there is. If they do anything, they're going to be bringing them in here faster. That's all. So send the army down there. Really? Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nelson said Thursday on Fox News Channel that she isn't giving up on him. We sent him some information with respect to our best advice. You know, this man, they're really fighting. He's out there fighting for his people as he's taking our frickin' guns. How many people have had their guns seized without due process of the law thanks to that treasonous international communist son of a bitch up to date? You're not going to hear it. Yeah, but you notice you haven't heard anything about guns. Since he was in Ohio, and then it was, you don't think they all shit through the same hole? You don't think CNN is the same as Fox? It's just a pretend antagonism between the two? Because I'm here to tell you it is. You don't hear shit about guns. You ain't heard about OHOG. You ain't heard about none of this shit, have you? Because it had to be shut down. They got their goddamn criminal infringements put in place, and they're going to see if they can get away with it.
Henry?
Yes, sir?
You know, you can say what you want about Hitler, but he didn't take away the people's guns. Everybody had all the guns they wanted.
Well, you know, I denounce fascism. I denounce any kind of ism. These are totalitarian dictatorship governments. They would be a detriment to our idea of a free republic and free individuals living free lives. Hitler what he did in his country is, you know, as far as the German people that I've talked to, they were, you know, they were doing what they figured they had to do. But then again, you go and you look into that deep enough and you find out that he was in bed with the Rothschilds and the whole goddamn thing was a production. And, you know, that's another thing they get us out here talking about Adolf Hitler, some, you know, hell, what's that, about 75, 80 freaking years ago? And you know, the notion being that somehow that's something we should accept. You know, it's like this idea of capitalism versus international communism. It's neither, people, and it has nothing to do with national socialism either. It's, I mean, we have a free enterprise system under a republic designed to protect the rights of the individuals. Each one of us is our own little country. And, you know, I'm not going to praise Hitler. I'm not going to put Hitler down. He's irrelevant to the situation that's in front of us here. I'm telling you what, right now, I'll kill him. If they try to introduce national socialism in this country, I'll fight him just like the communists, because that is not what we have here. We do not have dictators. Each one of us is a free king in his own country. And we have the Bill of Rights and the common law to settle our disputes among one another. I don't want fascism. I mean, those people, I guess they did what they figured they had to do. And sure enough, they had a hell of a reason. Their people were laying in the streets. I mean, the little children with their bellies bloated and flies buzzing their eyes, dying of starvation because the Jews had done to them what they're doing to us right now. But the answer to what they're doing to us right now ain't Hitler. It's the Bill of Rights.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, have you ever noticed that anything that they do, you see how they try to mentalize the power of the individual? You know, it's just like what you said.
Yes.
You can't do this without government. We're going to send the National Guard down there. We the people are supposed to be a militia, you know, and if you go down there and try to protect the border, you know, they'll turn on you and throw you in jail, and, you know, throw a trumped up charge on you. I have noticed they tried to just minimize everything, that individual power that we supposed to have. You know, like, we only supposed to be like kids, and we can't do anything without daddy government.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's just like this idea of representative government. This is supposed to be a representative government, representing the will of the people and the people's rights in absolutes. But who are they representing? They'll come right up and tell you, well, they're representing foreign nationals, representing them coming into your country and taking what is yours. That is treachery of the highest degree. I mean, what else can you call it? You are advocating for someone from another country to come in here and take what belongs to me. You are not representing me. You are committing high treason right in front of everyone, and they're all doing it. And like you said, they want the individual. You can't fight City Hall or anything like that. Well, that's, you know, that was really what they have to achieve if they ever wanted to conquer this country, is to, they have to break the individual. You know, you talk about leaderless resistance. I'm telling you, people, in the last 5 years, I've seen more happen under leaderless resistance, including, you know, they hijacked the Tea Party. Boom, no problem. They did it. But when they went to hijack the Occupy, see, Occupy started on the streets of New York with people carrying Ron Paul signs and In the Fed signs. That's where it started. And then because Obama was the power in the White House, they thought that they could hijack that and turn it into some kind of goddamn social communist movement. When they failed, the reason they failed is because they won. Well, what's your manifesto? We need to know what you're going. No. What we're going about is, we don't want you. There is no leader. Well, who's the leader? Man, they wanted it for, I mean, months there. It was, who is the leader? Nobody's the leader. It's just a bunch of goddamn people. They're just sitting down and saying, this is enough of this shit. And when they could not hijack it, and when they could not stop it, unlike the Tea Party, which became the New Republican Party, remember that? But once it reached the West Coast out here, and they actually went out and shut down a port, the Department of Homeland Security, and this wasn't covered on their mainstream propaganda, went across this country and beat people and burned their tents. You look at these little bastards that are going into the goddamn state house, the Capitol building. They're in there, I mean, elbow to elbow, and they're pushing and yelling, and this little snot-nosed son of a bitches. There was a group of occupiers that went, they were just on the second tier. They were there to protest. And you can go back and look at the footage of them being beat bloody. If they can't control it, that is what they fear. And then the individual, I mean, like you say, they want you to think that, oh, man, whatever. I mean, if I can't fart unless I get a lawyer to write it down on a piece of paper for me and make sure it's okay. But that is not how it is. Leaderless resistance is what has brought us from where it couldn't go no more. It just couldn't. You had fanatics, and it couldn't go no further. And then leaderless resistance stepped up. Everybody said, well, I'm an individual. I'm a goddamn. I understand when people come up and they talk about the fact that you got to sleep and somebody's got to watch over your shoulders. And that has nothing to do with leaderless resistance. If you have five dudes that are ready to go out and fight and take care of a problem, you don't have to have a command structure. You just have to have an understanding. And of course, if you're out in the field, you're going to watch each other's back. But to try to equate that with leaderless resistance and saying that you have to have some kind of structure, what have we seen in this country, people? All of my life, anybody, if they ever got anything together, it was infiltrated. If there was ever any command structure, it was infiltrated by the FBI. And then the next thing you know, people are going to jail and everybody else ran and hid and it was just plain goofiness. Now it's come down to we're doing this thing where it's just, hey, you know what, man, you come for me, I'm going to fight you. I am going to fucking fight you. Each and every one of us is going to. And there is no command structure to break what we have built. You can't. You get one of us, yeah, that person was going to get God anyway. We already knew that. And did he fight? Yeah, at least he fought. Now you want to go after the other 40 million, you sons of bitches? Because that's where we stand at today, people. Trump's border plan, beyond military deployment, catch and release, could be ultimately ended. And I've seen him, he was just on some kind of business meeting there in West Virginia, and he was talking about, we're going to end that real soon. Well, yeah, you could have the day you got in here, you son of a bitch. The only reason this is even being, I'll tell you what, if this gun thing hadn't went over like it did, you wouldn't even be hearing about this shit. You wouldn't be hearing about the fact that they're still pouring over your border. I think I seen they were talking about, well, it's not even really a problem. Why would you want to, play in the game, of course. But why would you don't need military down on the border. And they're showing it with 30,000, in March, 30,000 in, maybe February. It was 30,000 in February, like 35,000 in March, and then go back another month. Anyway, it was 3 months of it, and it ended with 50,000 because we're coming into the spring rush. Now, if they're catching 30,000, what are they catching, 1 in 3? You think that they would be coming down here and still trying to cross our border if they were catching every one of them? If they were even catching half of them, do you think they would do it? Because I'm here to tell you they wouldn't. They might be catching 1 in 10. So, I mean, and they're just, well, it's just, we're just going to have to accept the fact that 30,000 or maybe 60,000 people a month are coming over our border. And, well, geez, they're just, man, our hands are tied. You see, what you have is an occupation in Washington, D.C. and an occupation in each state. And we're here to get rid of your sovereignty and get rid of your ass in the end. And, hey, our hands are tied. 25% is destroying the rest of us. And we're sitting here letting them do it. 25 freaking percent, people. And they are the most spineless, cowardly sons of bitches to ever draw air. None of them even does their own fornicating. I'm sure they hire somebody. President Trump's, anyway, this was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, and it's from Breitbart. President Trump's administration announced on Wednesday that the Department of Homeland Security and the Defense Department will coordinate on a plan to send National Guard troops to the Mexican border. And they're making such a to-do over this, and it is bullshit. It doesn't matter if it wouldn't matter if your whole goddamn army's there. If they get to walk right past them, what the fuck does that mean? It doesn't mean anything, does it? It means you're spending more money for them to help them into your country. The move will not give the National Guard the authority to act as a temporary border patrol agent. Boy, I've seen that this morning. These communists come out. Well, you can't do that because that's posse comitatus. But I'll tell you what, those are foreigners crossing the border. That is what your military is for. Of course the military can snag them up. But they're trying, posse comitatus, we talk about it, they come into our goddamn streets, or like down there in New Orleans and shit, taking people's guns and stuff. Oh, Lord, that's American nationals. Fuck you. We don't recognize posse comitatus. Again, here come foreigners from another country invading your border, coming in an army. Oh, posse comitatus, you can't touch them. Whatever. To act as a temporary border patrol. The move will not give the National Guard the authority to act as temporary border patrol agents, catching and detaining illegal aliens. No, not detaining them how long? To fill out the paperwork and give them a fucking bus ticket. I love the way they try to play this game. Like I said, this is the same shit. This would be going on anyway. But the damn thing is, they're playing this particular production because what happened with the guns? He couldn't sell that. The great salesman couldn't sell infringement to the people. So we got to take the spotlight and we got to get their minds off it and onto something else. They're so goddamn stupid. You get them over here and they'll, Trump again. Just in time for the midterms, but rather it allows troops to take in a logistical job so that Border Patrol is given more manpower to focus on arresting illegal aliens. And I heard one fella come up on the Mark's broadcast this morning and talk about, yeah, they were down there changing the oil on their rigs and shit. You're not going down there. I mean, he's actually, I'm sending the military down to shut the border down. You ain't doing shit, boy. I didn't say Roy, I said boy. You ain't doing nothing. You send them down there, if they do have any hands on, it will be in facilitating the invasion into this country, and we all know it. We've done seen this act. It's old. The military operation at the border may shape up to be similar to that of President George W. Bush's Operation Jumpstart, where 6,000 National Guard troops were deployed to the southern border without bullets in their guns. Because you can use a pair of binoculars and stuff, but actually for an American troop or a National Guard to actually defend the border and stop the invasion? You racist. Bush's Operation Jumpstart ended with National Guardsmen contributing to more than 176,000 illegal aliens being apprehended and about, no, see, what they did, 176,000. And how many were sent back? Not a goddamn one of them. All they did was fill out the paperwork for them and send them into the interior of the United States, and that's all in the hell they're going to do this time. And about 320 pounds of drugs being seized, as Buzz Jacobs mentioned, a little production. We're doing something, see? Turn your head the other way. Get your ass back to work and send the money. Breitbart News' Chris Burgard was on the ground in Hachita, New Mexico in 2005, revealing a footage of the troops' operation in aiding the Border Patrol at the time. And I mean, this is so sickening, people. What a punked ass country we got. Experts tell Breitbart News that the military at the border to assist Border Patrol is only the beginning of a larger operation that can be done by the Trump administration to help reduce the flood of illegal aid. Why would it? I mean, if you put the whole frickin' army that we have, I mean, if you put a goddamn soldier shoulder to shoulder across the whole goddamn border, if they can just walk up and say, you got me, now give me my goddamn goodies and give me my ticket, I want to go to my relatives in Cincinnati, Ohio. Oh, yes, sir. What the hell is it? I mean, what is this supposed to represent? I mean, this is, you talk about a crock of bullshit, meaningless bullshit, waste of money bullshit. I love it. I mean, Trump's sitting there just, you know, like he's just some kind of real important son of a bitch. I'm sending the military down. What, to help him invade? Of a larger operation that can be done by the Trump administration to help reduce the flood of illegal aliens continuing to pour into the country. Now, how is this going to stop them from continuing to pour in the country if you can't just turn them around and send their asses back? If you can't throw their asses out? Oh, they have rights in this country. No, they do not. That is a lie. That is a blatant, bald-faced, frickin' lie. They have no rights. They are not Americans. They are invaders. And the army can arrest them, and the army can get them the hell out of here. If you're defending the border, think about this, people. If it was an invasion from another country, and your goddamn army comes out and gets on the border, and they come up in there with their guns, and it's getting baby, wait a minute, they say, just set the guns down and walk right up to the border and say, I'm a refugee, step aside, boy. And you'd have, well, I mean, you left your gun over there. You must be a refugee. I know you're not a refugee, but you have the right to a hearing in 2 frickin' years. And then everybody just gets across the border, got another gun waiting for them, pick their gun up and go on with their invasion. I guess there was nothing really there to maybe slow them down a little bit. But to pretend that this is going to stop anything, it's laughable. Where were we? This week, Trump has complained about a caravan of 1,000 fighters. See, this is the whole act. This is it. It's an act, people, to get, make you forget that this gun-grabbing international communist signed legislation to infringe upon your second article right, and not just your second article right, your fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth article rights also, because he removed procedural due process with his signature. The dirty son of a bitch attacked your Bill of Rights. And this is, complained about a caravan. No, this is a setup. 1,500 Central Americans who are set to cross the U.S.-Mexico border to request asylum. Well, then I guess they're here, as Breitbart News explained. I mean, this whole thing, why are you making a big deal out of this? We all know you have told us they can walk right up and walk right in, can't they? And you have to fill out a piece of paper and send them on their way into the United States, right? So why are we even bringing this up, huh? As Breitbart News explained, current law does not give the United States the authority to turn the asylum seekers back to Mexico. What? I mean, do you see the psychosis here, people? We're supposed to buy into this? I mean, I'm sure there's people who are. Trump's going to get them now. You freaking idiots. You are the problem. The catch and release program, where border crossers are caught by immigration officials and then released into the interior of the United States while they await trial, oftentimes never showing up to the court date, has continued and even been increased by Congress with the approval of Trump. And he is the, like I said, this catch and release thing was done with executive orders. This is executive dictate. And he's signed on to it, people. Like the War Powers Act, he signed on to it because the invasion is what this international billionaire wants. That's what his international billionaire buddies insist upon. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches. Stay tuned for this message from Drockton Bullion and Coin.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $18.76. We go a little lower though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $18.76. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $19.76. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $19.46. If you buy up to 499, you pay $19.16. So the only way you're going to get $18.76 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $19.77 per ounce, $19.77. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $19.47. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $19.77, not $18.87. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent, because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale price thing could do for you. This is...
Y'all.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and that was Kid Rock with Born Free. Well, we thought we were. Anyway, I'm not going to stop here on this article because I want to go back to this last paragraph and do it again. The catch and release, which this is done by, this is administrative. This isn't legislated. This is going against the legislated law. The catch and release program where border crossers are caught by immigration officials and then released into the interior of the United States while they await trial, oftentimes 99.9% of the time never showing up to their court date, has continued and even been increased by Congress with the approval of Trump. Now he's coming out today. Which face is he talking out of today, people? Former immigration judge Andrew Arthur tells Breitbart News that to unilaterally, temporarily end catch and release, the Trump administration could set up tent cities along the southern border. And I thought about this, and I guarantee you, inhumane, oh my God, the treatment you're getting. But you know what? Sheriff Arpaio, then we'd taken American nationals, inmates out in the middle of the desert, making them, you know, chain ganging them out in the middle of the goddamn desert and living in tents. And it was good enough for an American national, but you will not treat a foreign national like this. I thought about this. I mean, what would the incentive be if it was, you know, you had a tent city out in the middle of a cactus patch? They don't get to come right to your big, to Phoenix or Tucson or San Francisco or San Jose and go right into the Kmart and start loading up the goddamn carts and shit and while they're waiting to see where their new house is and where their children are going to be going to school. If they were sitting out there in the middle of a freaking cactus patch awaiting to prove that they had some kind of refugee status. And have you been looking at these refugees, by the way? All the women are fat. The kids are fat. They're wearing better clothes than I wear. But man, they need what I got, people. They need what you have. And oh, your boy Trump is there to give it to them. Trump administration could set up tent cities along the southern border, similar to what President Clinton did in 1990. And oh boy, you did that, and I tell you what, the humanitarian, goddamn, there be sanctions against you for treating these poor bastards who have no goddamn right to be here. The National Guard, Arthur says, has the authority to construct the tents on the border, giving immigration officials temporary detention centers where illegal aliens and border crossers can be housed while they await their immigration trials. And this, fuck this trial shit. What do you think treatment you get down there in Mexico? It'd be, do you have a visa? No, you're going to jail. You're going to beat your ass all the way to jail. Maybe if your family has enough money in America, they can pay us enough money to let you go back from the torture that we're going to put on your ass. And yet, man, Guatemala, Honduras, you breach their borders and see what happens to your ass. Putting up temporary structures, that's part of what the military does, author told Breitbart News. And we're going to go ahead and go to the next article here because there's one I want to hit. Judge rules. Here it is. Now, you know how you were treated, how you get treated in these goddamn King's Admiralty courts. Judge rules convicted drunk driver previously deported illegal set to be set free, allowed to stay in the United States. This is from CNS News. And like I said, what you've got, if you've got like 25%, these communists have got a hold in your country. And they're telling you, fuck your laws. We're giving this. We're taking your country away. They're telling you right to your face. They're coming in and we're not going to stop them. And if you try to stop them, we'll shoot you. Well, I think it's time for a war, don't you? A convicted drunk driver who broke back into the United States after being deported can stay and was released from jail Monday thanks to a California judge's ruling. In addition to drunk driving, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials reported that Carrillo has also been convicted of possession of false identification. So he took some Americans, probably got $250,000, been living a high freaking life, people. Up to the point till he's driving around in a brand new rig drunk and, man, somebody had to do something, you know? The judge ruled that 33-year-old Fernando Carrillo is free to live in the United States because he fears he might be persecuted if he returns to Mexico. Mexico's that fine place. Our buddies down there to the south. We want to be like them. We want to emulate them. They have political. Now they're getting refugees from goddamn Mexico because it's so terrible down there. Are they oppressing their people and we're doing this kind of business with them over there, putting our arms around them and everything? And they're just these terrible people. I don't think so. As the San Francisco Chronicle reports, Immigration and Customs ICE officers arrested the illegal alien last October. A Mexican father arrested by immigration officials after dropping off his daughter at daycare in California was released from a detention center on Monday and will be allowed to remain in the United States after a judge ruled. No, these are just communists saying, we don't care if they kill your people or whatever they do to you. We have infiltrated your country and we are setting on. I mean, what they're doing is setting in the buildings and stuff. This is your goddamn enemy. This is a foreign freaking enemy. And tell you, hey, you killed some of your people. Too bad. You drunk driving, you know, kill somebody, run over your dog or whatever. Too bad. You're just a goddamn American. This is Mexico you're in, and that's really what this is coming down to, people. How did we take Mexico? We went down to the people that were populated Mexico, turned and ran the goddamn Mexicans out because they had the population to do it. And now they're going to turn around just, I mean, well, they said back in the 70s they were going to take it back with the bed springs, aren't they? Not necessarily the bed springs because the borders have been opened up and just go come on up and take it from them. And they ain't going to shoot you. If they try to shoot you, we'll bring the full force of the U.S. military against the American nationals that we serve. You know, we're their servants, don't you know? Wink, wink, nod, nod. Convicted of drunken driving offense. Officials have said he was previously deported from the United States. Last week, a U.S. immigration judge withdrew the order to remove Carrillo from the country after Carrillo proved that he would be persecuted. What's he got, warrants down there? Has he committed a crime down there? Did he beat somebody? Did he commit some crime down there? So he's going to be persecuted or prosecuted down there. What is it? I mean, Mexico's persecuting people and they're our good buddies and we're welcoming their goddamn government. Actually is taking over the governments of California and Texas and New Mexico and this is they're good fine people, but somebody's being persecuted down there. Shouldn't this be something that diplomats say, well, you're persecuting people, Mexico? We can't do business with you. If you're persecuting people, we can't keep shipping our machines down there to do the machining. We can't keep exporting our goddamn jobs out to you sons of bitches. Now, I'm going to be persecuted in Mexico. I'm persecuted right here in goddamn Oregon. Is somebody going to do something for me? Oh, that's right. This isn't my government. He proved he would be persecuted if returned to Mexico, said his attorney, Heidi Framanantan. While Carrillo's lawyer would not specify why the illegal alien is afraid to go home, maybe he's got charges waiting on him down there. Maybe he killed somebody down there. And isn't this something that it should be public, part of a public record? Oh, we're not going to say why we let him stay in. We're just 50% sure that there could be a chance. This is what they're saying here. The judge was convinced that Carrillo has more than a 50-50 chance of being persecuted. A 50. I mean, look what they're doing. Like I said, look at these people coming down here. They've got better clothes than we do. They eat better than we do. You can see it. They're coming down here, ma'am, because it's a giveaway. It is a fucking giveaway. And the whole idea, what this is all about. Pumping them in here, that way, I mean, this is slave labor coming in, people. This is an occupation force. This is recolonization. They're not going to dissuade them a 50-50. That isn't even a preponderance of the evidence, is it? It isn't. Doesn't equate a preponderance. 51% would equate a preponderance of the evidence. Not even a preponderance of the evidence. It might be. That's a might. 50-50 is a might. 50-50 chance of being persecuted, the Mercury News reports. He'll be allowed to remain in the United States under a withholding of removal order. Oh, I love it. Man, I'll tell you what. The executive branch of this government, if we had a government, and it was an American government, under the original Constitution, has the authority to stop this. This is a fucking invasion on its face. It can be called nothing else. It is being perpetrated by people inside of the United States. It is being, and the internationals, of course, but this is government-sponsored takeover of your fucking country, period. It can be called nothing else. How can it? How can somebody needs to come up on this radio right now and show me how this is not government-sponsored invasion and reoccupation of your country with third-world labor. A third-world labor force. And now they're establishing more and more every day with the asset forfeiture and now Trump's dictation that you do not have no goddamn due process rights, that you're just goddamn nothing. You are the lowest of the low. Any son of a bitch, a goddamn peon, crossing the Rio Grande, stepping on the goddamn American soil has more rights than you've ever had your whole fucking life. And you're just supposed to sit there and go, well, Trump, Trump thing. He'll be allowed to remain in the United States under a withholding removing order granted to people who prove more than a 50% chance. No, it's not saying 50. He has a 50. That is not more than a 50% chance. 50-50 is not 51-50, okay? I can read and do math. More than a million undocumented immigrants have received California driver's license. This is Mexico. I mean, you might as well call it Mexico. If you want it back, do you think you're not going to have to go down there and take it fucking back? Is that what you're thinking? Has anybody got that in their mind? And this is being pumped to every state in the union, people. And there's goddamn traitors. I mean, that's what has happened across the board. In key places across the country, these goddamn traitors, these international communists, sons of bitches, have positioned themselves to, well, like this communist whore up here in Salem, Oregon. I'm all for this invasion, and it don't matter that less than a quarter of the population through a fraudulent balloting system put me in, is the cause of me being here. It don't matter that it's a small percentage of communists and who have completely 110% corrupted the whole system. It doesn't matter that that's who's doing this. It don't matter that there's just a handful dictating this. The rest of you is just going to have to take it. You see, you're just going to have to take it because there's nothing you can do about it. Because the option is shooting their asses, and there is something we can do about it. What's it going to take? If it's not coming right up until it hits your door, you're just going to sit there and wait? Is everybody, like this son of a bitch, I'll tell you what, they ought to at least know that, goddamn it, we're planning a rope party. You're going to be tried. We're going to give you a trial. Man, it's going to be a public trial. Everybody's going to hear your goddamn crimes, you dirty international communist pieces of shit. And then after you're convicted, we're going to give you that trial. I'll tell you what, you're going to have a lot of people volunteering to be judges on this one and jurors. And when you're convicted for what you have done, prima facie, you don't have an argument against it. You have done it and you've declared it. You are going to be marched up them 13 steps. That rope's going to go around your neck. Your ass is going through the chute, and you're going to die. You're going to be removed from this planet. And once we clean this country up, we're not stopping here. If we do not clean out the international son of a bitches once and for all, there'll never be no peace on this earth. They're laying back in other countries like Soros and the Rothschilds, laying back in other countries laughing about all this, people. They're laughing at us. Sipping wine and eating caviar and laughing at us. Well, yeah, so a few million of them killed there. Oh, they got it back. Well, we just started infiltrating all over again because you never cut off the head of that freaking snake and it keeps growing back. This time, they have to be eliminated. If nothing else happens, man, you have to eliminate them. You're dooming another generation. You're dooming several generations because this isn't something that happened overnight. This has been incremental and it has been a hell for the people who have had to endure it, for the people who see it and will not accept it, especially. You have to cut the head off. You have to get the Rothschilds. If they're in another country and they say, I'll tell you what, sovereignty and borders are going to become a big deal when this shit goes down. Oh, we're in another country. We don't extradite out of here. Well, you got 5 fucking days to get that treasonous piece of shit delivered right here, or we're sending an ICBM over to visit you. How's that work for you? Hey, what? The first guy said, no, there's the one first one. How many more you want to go? You better get them here, and you better get them here now. We got this article, the one behind this, about the Israelis sending the goddamn fighter jets over to kill one man. Well, how about an atomic bomb to kill, or hydrogen bomb to kill one son of a bitch? Oh, a different story when you start talking tit for tat, huh? It ain't going to be, well, we're going to sanction you because you're, this country is harboring goddamn international fugitives. The Bushes, the Cheneys, the Rumsfeld, Then people commit, they have been indicted. I mean, goddamn, you think the people of Iraq wouldn't like a little justice for what happened to them? They didn't have no yellow cake uranium. They did, that was completely unprovoked. Went in and bombed their country back to the third world. Killed children, goddamn truckloads. And we're harboring them. Well, I'm telling you what, I mean, people, I don't know if I'll be here. But whoever is here, if you got any fucking guts, if you got a ball one, you will say, you will deliver these dirty son of, you will deliver the Rothschilds at all. You will deliver the Carnegies at all. You will deliver every one of these dirty international son of a bitches, George Soros. You will deliver them. Or wherever you're at, if you refuse, we're gonna fucking nuke you, because this shit's stopping. And it's really stopping. This ain't some politician saying it. This ain't some politician telling you what you want to hear. This is what's going down. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday, because I won't be here tomorrow. I got some personal business I got to take care of. And until then, man, keep the fight. Keep on fighting, man. That's all you can do. And that is the word from the trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!